Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. And welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose, and I magnify God for that on today. I thank Him because so many people are miserable. They're not living. They're just existing, and surely not living their journey of purpose. So I love the fact that I am living my journey of purpose. God told me that I am a customer service agent for Him. And what I do, my job, is to service the souls of people that I meet, no matter where it is, no matter where I go. And that's by encouraging them through His Word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For the Lord has anointed me to share the good news about Him everywhere I go. He's anointed me to do that. His anointing is upon my life to share the good news. And there is good news about Jesus. And I love it. I love it. I am a practicing believer who practices living the Word of God. I am living it. I'm practicing every day to come up to God's Word. And as a matter of fact, while I'm talking right here on Monday, starting Monday, we will be having prayer at 15501 FM 620 at 12 o'clock through the rest of the week. And that is because I don't know about you, but all I can know is for me is that I want my life to line up with God's Word. And Jeremiah 29:11 says that He knows the plan, the thoughts that He have toward us. He knows what He wants me to do. So I want with His Word. And prayer is the way that I line up with it. I'm lining up with the Word of God. After a while, it's going to be too late. But I'm storing up prayers. I'm storing them up. I remember my mom, I used to hear that to store up the prayers now. Store them up in the time of things going well with you. Don't wait until you get in that dire need and then store them up. But store them up now, while things are going well. So that's what I'm doing. And the prayer I'm just going to be laying out before God. And if you would like to come and just lay out before the Lord with me and to seek his will for your life, that's what I'm doing, then you are welcome to come and join me in that prayer. So I am a practicing believer. Practice living the word of God. And I practice the God habit so that I don't have to worry about bad habits. I don't worry about that. That's not my worry. My concern is that I live God's word. I live his word. Not worrying about did I say this wrong or that wrong, but living God's word. And so that makes me glad because I'm enjoying my journey. And I never would have come to that except through the word, except through God's word. I never would have come to that I am enjoying my journey. My delight is in the Lord. I delight myself in him. So I'm encouraged on today. And I'm glad that you have joined me on this broadcast today. And we are talking about, yes, Lord, I surrender. Yes, Lord. We sing the song. Yes, Lord. We sing that. Yes, Lord. And it's about us surrendering, telling God, yes, I'll do your will. I'll do it your way. Yes, Lord. So today that's what we are talking about. Yes, Lord. I surrender. I surrender all. I surrender all. And again, that's what the prayer is all about, to lay out before God and surrender all to him. What is it, Lord, that you would have me to do? How would you have me to do it, to surrender all, to give God our all, and then watch him give back to us? If we sup with him, he will come and sup with us. And it's a beautiful thing to be in the presence of the Lord. All right, then. So glad you're here. So glad you're here that you are here. In Jesus' name, and we thank God for you. So, let's have a word of prayer before we go into this topic on today of, yes, Lord, I surrender. And I want you to bring your mind in, and I'm going to touch and agree with you for whatever that need is in your life. For God has anointed me to share good news with you. And so I'm touching and agreeing with you for whatever it is that you are needing from the Lord. If you need to surrender today, I am touching and agreeing with you for God to do that very thing. If you are sick on today, I'm touching and agreeing with you for your healing. If you, like me, need to get out of debt, I am touching and agreeing with you for God to bring it to pass. I believe that if we pray and we ask God, he said, while we're yet praying, that's what he said over in Mark 11th chapter, that while we're yet praying, believe that what we are asking God, that it will come to pass, that it will do it, then we shall have it. We'll have what we ask of him. So we're asking, and I'm touching and believing with you, for whatever it is that you have before the Lord, in the name of Jesus, that God would work it out for you today. And it won't be long. It won't be long, but suddenly, thank you, God, it will come upon you, overtake you, and be worked out. Yes, I'm believing on today. So are you ready? Your mind. Bring it on in. Bring it on in. And let's go before the throne of grace and talk to our Lord and our Savior, our Shepherd, Jesus Christ. Most gracious Father, on today, we sure do thank you, Lord. And we magnify you, God, for who you are, that you're in our lives, God. And we thank you for that. Thank you that we are so blessed of you, God. In all that we do, Lord, we are blessed. As we go out, God, we're blessed. As we're out, Lord, we are blessed. And as we come back in, we're blessed of you, God. And we thank you for it right now, God. We thank you that the things and whatever we touch, God, that is blessed because we are blessed, oh God. In your name on today, God, we come asking that you would forgive us, Lord, if we've done anything, if we've said, Lord, if we've thought, if we've acted in any way, God, to displease you with us, please today, forgive us right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we forgive, Lord. We forgive, God. I forgive, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you might forgive me, God. And I thank you for it right now. Thank you for the saints, oh, today, God, for our pastors, oh, God, my pastor, the Lord, Elder Mitchell today, God. Look on him and bless him today, God. Encourage his heart, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Elect Lady, God, look on her today, God, and encourage her heart, God. Give her the confidence, oh, God, that she need in you, Lord, to do the things that you would have her to do, God. Bless her, Lord. Our church mother, God, in the name of Jesus. The members at all nations, oh God, would you bless today? Encourage their hearts, God, in the name of Jesus. That we get a job done collectively, God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask that you speak to those mountains, God. Those mountains, we speak to them. Mountain, move. In the name of Jesus, move, mountain, move, in Jesus' name, move out of our way, in the name of Jesus, move, mountain, move, move, mountain, move, in Jesus' name, you got to move, you got to go, in Jesus' name, and we thank you for it right now, God. I thank you for my sisters and my brothers, God, and I touch and agree with them, Lord. That whatever, Lord Jesus, it is that they're needing in their lives, God, that you would grant it, God, in the name of Jesus, that they may have that closer walk with you, God, in the name of Jesus. For you are the blesser of our souls, God. And I love it that Jeremiah 29:11 says it, that you know the plan, God, that you have for each one of us, God, how to prosper us, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you, and we magnify you, God, for all things today, God. Father, would you visit the nursing homes, and would you visit the hospitals, God? Would you go up and down and walk in those rooms, God? Comfort your people, God. Only you know how to do it, God, in the name of Jesus. That man, that woman, that boy, and that girl, God, that's been praying and asking, God, in the name of Jesus, to come to the rescue, God. Go there now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Rescue them, God. Set them free, God, in the name of Jesus. Speak to the minds, oh, God. Jeremy on today and April, God, speak to their minds, oh God, and heal, God. Heal the minds, God, in the name of Jesus. You're the only one, God, that know how to do that, Lord. Do it for your glory, God. Let them come running, God, asking, what must I do? In the name of Jesus, do it for your glory, God, and for the honor, Lord, and for your praises. For I will praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, I praise you. Praising you in advance for it, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for my husband, God. Look on him and touch him, God. Touch his body, God, in the name of Jesus. I plead your blood, God, over his body, God. I plead your blood, God, over him, God, in the name of Jesus, that these sicknesses that continue to come, that they would move, mounted, move, and be cast into the sea in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord Jesus. Thank you for Dominique and Ayanna, God. Bless them the more, God, in their school, God, in their studies, their grades, God, in the name of Jesus. Refresh and renew their minds on today, God, in the name of Jesus. Help them to honor you, Lord, to honor you, God. And we thank you and we magnify you for all things. Look on the bereaved families and bless them, God. Would you comfort them, God, as only you know how to do that, Lord? Do it for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord. Now, would you look on our bishop, look on our mothers, Lord, Mother Rivers, Mother Cooper, God. Look on the missionaries everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus. Stir them up, God. Stir them up, Lord, the elders, the ministers, God. They're sitting down on your word, God. Stir them up, Lord. Stir them up today, God, in the name of Jesus, that they get up and get a job done on your program in your name, God. For after a while, Lord, it's going to be too late. But while the blood is still running warm in their veins, oh, God, stir them up, God. Stir them up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you that you are in control. Yes, you are, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that, that you haven't lost not one ounce, not one inch of control. But you know what you're doing, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to trust you, Lord. Help us to trust you while it's yet called today. And we thank you now for it, God. Now, Father, would you continue to bless in this word on today? And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your anointing right now. And, Father, you said that we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. And we thank you for the wisdom and the knowledge of your word and your direction in this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, God. Saying, yes, Lord, I surrender. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. And amen. We thank God for prayer. But we already know that prayer is always in order. It's in order. Man ought to always pray and never faint. We should not be fainting. But we should be praying, putting out that phone out of our bosom and calling you up, God. And I thank you for that today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I magnify you right now, God. Now, if you have a prayer request, you can go to my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave that prayer request there. If you would like a motivational encourager to come where you are and encourage in on your program, well, then email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Yes, and if you have a testimony that you would like to share about the goodness of our God, of what he has done for you, you can call me at 347-850-8928. And for the next 9 minutes, I am live and in living color and would love for you to share that testimony with us on today. And we are thanking God for good news, for good news, and for George Green, and that's my honey's brother. and how that the Lord has blessed him to come through his surgeries. They found a blood clot on his brain, and they couldn't pull it through. But they have found a way to deal with that blood clot. And you know that's by nobody but our God, because he's a believer. And he believes that God can do anything but fail. So we're thanking God for the good report of his goodness. And it's all to the glory and to the honor of God. So if you have one that you want to share, go ahead and call me. Yes, ma'am. So we thank God today. And don't forget that when you're out on my website to check out my books, you can order them right there from the website. All you have to do is go on the products, click on the book, and it'll take you right to Amazon.com. All right? Well, thank God. We thank God for what he's doing, for what he's already done, and what God's about to do in 2017. I don't know about you, but I'm excited because Jesus is in it. He's in it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And he's leading out in 2017. And I'm following his lead. I'm following the lead of the Lord. And I magnify God for that on today in the name of Jesus. And so our topic today, yes, Lord, I surrender. Have you ever thought about that? We fight so against what God would have us to do. Fear is a killer. Fear is a killer because it holds us back from letting go and letting God work in our lives to get the job done. He knows how to get the job done. It's his program. Is his program, but he wants us to be willing. He wants willing subjects, willing hearts, willing minds to say, yes, Lord, I surrender. I surrender to you. I surrender to your will. And you know, you wonder why we stay so disturbed, in such struggles. It's because we do not say, yes, Lord. If we say, yes, Lord, and give it to him, he'll take it. Excuse me. He'll take it, and he will fight for us. Yes, Lord, I surrender. And let the peace of God rule in your heart. Listen at the peace of God. Let it rule. What does rule mean? Let it rule. Let it have control. Let the peace of God rule in your heart. Be ruled by peace. You got to be ruled by the peace of God. To thee which also ye are called in one body. He called us into this one body, his body, and be ye thankful. Many, and that's from Colossians 3:15, many of our struggles in life, at least in mine, are the results of our failure to surrender to God's call. And that's what I'm talking about with prayer. Prayer will help us to surrender. It'll help us to humble ourselves to the surrender of God, where we'll say, yes, Lord, I surrender. Prayer will help us to do that. Without prayer, we're not going to do it. We're just not going to do it if we don't pray. If you pray, you'll stay. And we have got to pray so that we can stay and do what God is asking us to do. For instance, Maybe you're facing a trial. If you are resisting the trial, you are increasing the struggle. Don't resist it. Give it to God. Because God will carry you through the trial. But first he expects you to say yes to his good plan in your trial. While you're going through it, allow God to direct you. Don't be in such a hurry to get out of the trial. But get the benefits of what God is trying to say to you while you're going through it. Now, if you caused it to happen yourself, you have need of patience to go through. You have need of patience to go on through there. But then God will even give you how to go through what you caused. He'll help us out. He'll help us to get out of it. The struggle intensifies the longer you say no. But when we say, yes, Lord, I surrender, and we give it to him, and we rest in him, then he goes to work for us. He goes to battle for us. He goes to fight for us because we've rested in him. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Let it rule. Let him have control. Let him give you how to do it. Let him give you when to do it. The struggle isn't in God's request. It is our lack of trust. We have got to surrender and say yes to God until we totally trust him in everything. Trust God. And we have got to meditate in that word. We've got to pray because it's not something that the flesh wants to humble down to. It's only through prayer are we able to surrender and say, yes, Lord. Yes, the longer we hold out, the worse the war. Aren't you tired of warring with this or warring with that? Is this right? Is that right? Aren't you tired of that? The longer the wrestling match, the more elusive God's peace. Ooh! But let the peace of God rule in your heart. Don't want God's peace to be elusive to you. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Then we can say of the Lord that he's my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him shall I trust. In other words, the resolution of the struggle is not God. If you would stop asking this, my storm would cease. The resolution is, child, if you would obey, your internal storm would cease. He that dwelleth in the secret place. Where does Jesus Christ figure in when we have concerns about our natural relationship? Most of us will desert him with this excuse. Yes, Lord, I heard you call me, but my family needs me. And I have my own interests. I just can't go any further. Look at Luke 9:57-62 and see what it says. Then Jesus says, you cannot be my disciple. See Luke 14:26-33. True surrender will always go beyond natural devotion. If you will only give up, God will surrender himself to embrace all those around us and will meet their needs, which were created by our surrender. Beware of stopping anywhere short of total surrender to God. surrender to God now. Do it now, and you won't have to do it later. Yes, Lord, I surrender. To the next time, surrender now, so you won't have to do it later. Bye-bye.